Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
I am so excited. Dr. Kirstie Sexel is here. What does that mean to you? Well, she is, first of all, brilliant. I mean, she is a boarded veterinary behavior. So as veterinarians can be human doctors, too, boarded in, say, a specialty in internal medicine, a specialty in neurology, a specialty in, well, there are also heart disease, cardiology, right? As just some examples. Well, veterinarians can be boarded behaviorist as well. And she is boarded in Australia, where she's from. She's boarded in Europe. She's boarded in America. A triple threat. So I'm always happy to have her on the show, but specifically to talk about these kitten kindergarten classes. You heard me right. It was about 10 years ago. I was at the North American Veterinary Conference Postgraduate Institute. I was honored to be an instructor, and Dr. Sexel was as well. And she parenthetically mentioned kitty kindies. I said, what? She said, don't you know? I said, no, I don't know. I've never heard of this. And they are like puppy classes for kittens. They can be life-saving. A light bulb went on in my head. I thought, okay, if we can get kittens at a young age, they can be exposed positively to anything very easily. If we can get them to like the carrier, easy to do at that age, like the car ride, easy to do at that age, we can get more cats to the veterinarian, and they won't be as anxious or stressed out when they get there. It turns out to work. I love this. It's also a way of articulating messages to cat owners, answering questions like how do you introduce a kitten to a household with four other cats, all those sorts of things. We will talk to Dr. Sexel, and I am thrilled that more and more people around America are offering these kitten classes, sometimes called kitty kindergartens or kitty K, whatever they're called. I love it, as long as someone who is the instructor who knows what they're doing. I love this idea. Also, we will talk about diabetes. It is a growing problem, quite literally, with our cats, because there is an association between all those overweight and obese cats, of which there are 60% of all cats. And there is a link between that and diabetes. There are new guidelines, and Dr. Heather Lenzer of the American Animal Hospital Association will tell us first what they are, and I will get on my soapbox. I love the idea of no kill. Have you heard that expression? As communities say, we are not going to kill any animal. Great idea, right? How can that be done? So it's something I both love and hate at the same time. How can that be? Well, I'm a Gemini, that's part of it, but I can explain why I feel the way I do. In fact, I will explain But most of all, we are here for you to answer your pet behavior questions. 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387, because that's what I am here for, to talk to you. Stephanie in Florida, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
I understand it is you that has a dog question for me.
Well, we do. We have a dog question today. We have a Maltese poodle. He's almost 3 years old now, and he's a little over 21 pounds. Our vet has told us that he should be in the 18 range, at least certainly not more than 18.
Okay.
We had been feeding him a half a cup of Beneful kibble twice a day, but he barked incessantly all through the evening, all through the day. He was just begging for more food.
And I see.
Really hard to listen to that and know that your pet is hungry. So
yeah.
We upped it to two-thirds a cup twice a day, and he doesn't bark as much. He doesn't beg as much, but he's also gaining weight.
Okay, so here's what I would consider doing. And everything I'm about to say, run it by your veterinarian.
Certainly.
I don't know if that's the right pet food given the circumstance. And anytime you change pet food, it's a slow transition. It's something that isn't going to happen overnight. Speaking of which, remember, your dog didn't put on those pounds overnight either, so it's going to take some time. And I should back all the way up and say this. Congratulations. Because so many of us are told by our veterinarians that our pets need to lose weight, and we're not taking it seriously. The result is, well, a long list of potential physical problems for cats as well as dogs. And I congratulate you for taking it seriously.
Sure.
So thank you for that.
Okay.
And it is important for the health of your dog. So I would talk about the brand of food. And what you might want to talk about is either an over-the-counter low-calorie food, of which there are several choices, or maybe even going a prescription diet, at least for a time, that is also a low-calorie diet. But that's between you and your veterinarian. So that's step number one. Step number two, and you probably are not giving your dog table treats. There are probably not little kids in the house or someone else who might be giving that dog table scraps. And you know, some are okay. Those little mini carrots, breaking them in half if your dog likes those. A little tiny portion of snap pea, maybe, if your dog likes those, that's fine. But keep track of how much you're giving that to, because even that has calories, and carrots, in fact, are pretty high in sugars. So, you know, even keep that to a minimum. Do you currently feed your dog twice a day?
Yes, we do.
Okay, feed your dog four times a day. Just split. I mean, don't give more food. Split it up so it's X amount of food, but instead of twice a day, do it four times a day.
I like that idea.
Yeah, because first off, by being fed that amount, it's less calories every time. Your dog gets less hungry between meals because there's another meal coming. And also, experts who tell me about these things say it's better for your dog and better for burning calories to eat that way than larger meals.
Okay, I certainly will.
All right. Thank you so much.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
The weather outside is getting frightful. It's time to start thinking about keeping your family members, both human and furry, safe. Prevent those slips and falls and protect your pet's paws at the same time with SurePaws. Awarded the Safer Choice Standard by the EPA, all natural and environmentally friendly Safe Step SurePaws ice melter is effective, fast acting, and salt free. And the best part? It won't irritate your furry friend's paws. Find SurePaws ice melter online and at fine retailers near you.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You want answers?
Steve's here to help you stay on good terms with your best friend.
You can't handle the truth.
Call in with your questions at 866-554-PETS.
I try to keep her on the short leash. I try to calm her down.
I am all about the truth, and that's the thing. So this term, no kill, many of you have heard that. There are shelters who say we are no kill shelters. So let's talk about a community, Community X. So we live in this community, say there are a million people, and by statistical data around the country, 60% of those folks will have at least one pet. So There are a lot of pets. I don't know. I can't do the math that quickly, but you get the idea, right? A lot of animals in that community with a million people. And maybe there's suburbs around there as well. And you've got, I'll take a number, five or six shelters, let's say six animal shelters in this community, which is actually a fair representation for the numbers we're talking about. And a couple of those facilities say we are going to be no kill. Well, first off, what does that really mean? Well, it varies. You have to define specifically within the constraints of your community what that means. So let's say an aggressive dog comes in. Do they adopt out that dog? Well, hopefully they have training facilities, but they may or may not, to deal with that dog. And the reality is that no-kill facilities fill up. Because there aren't, I wish this was not the case, but there aren't in general enough people. Now it's changing because what we're doing is we're finding all of these rescues who are taking these animals, which is wonderful. We have a record number of foster families now that are taking dogs and cats and will foster these animals. That is brilliant. I love that. And that takes a lot of pressure off the community at large. But the community at large has a municipal facility that in all cases must take in any animal at their door. So they're taking in these animals. The no-kill facilities only have so much space. And they probably, in nearly every case, don't always, on occasion they do, have space, but they typically don't because there aren't enough people, even including those foster families who are pulling animals, the rescues that are pulling animals, they still don't have enough people that are saying, I want to adopt that animal. So now you have an empty cage right over there or an empty space right over there. So I love the idea of no kill. Absolutely. We're doing better than we ever have. But we are still euthanizing far too many animals that don't need to be euthanized. And part of this is such a complicated issue. Part of the issue is what kind of animal are we talking about? So if it's a dog, many communities are doing so well now. Some aren't, but many are, where they're getting those dogs adopted really, really well. Except there are so many dogs that you'd look at the dog and say, that's a pit bull. In truth, as I've talked about on the show before, they're not really pit bulls. That's just the way we describe the dogs. If you do, and there's going to be more research coming out on this very topic from the International Association of Animal Behavior Consultants later in the year, but if we look at that dog and we say, well, that looks like a pit bull, but if you do the genetic work, it's just a mixed breed dog, and it has a certain look to it. Big head, broad shoulders. I mean, you look at it, you say, that's a pit bull. Well, it's not really. But nevertheless, there are a lot of them. Many of them, most of them, overwhelmingly are wonderful dogs who could be adopted, but there are so many and more than the number of people who say, I want that kind of dog. And a similar problem, particularly in California, with Chihuahua-looking dogs. They're often Chihuahua mixes. I don't know what that is all about, but it is. So there are so many of them that there are more of these little, wonderful, plucky little dogs than there are potential people that want the dogs. So you've got that specific problem going on there. It's a complicated issue. Yes, it's become a marketing term is really all that it's about. And facilities that say they're no kill, sometimes, in fact, they always say it, They tout it. They celebrate that, and in a way they should, but they use it for marketing, and therefore, because they say they're no kill, facilities that do euthanize, because again, too many, there's not a facility in America, I hope, that says, that has the executive director wake up in the morning and say, today I'm so happy we get to euthanize four dogs. No, it's not. Of course not. They didn't get into this field to do that. They got into the field to save animals. And what it does is it kind of pits one against the other, because if they are no kill over there, the other guys then are kill, right? And from a public relations perspective, it kind of looks bad, but it's not about them. It's about the number of animals coming in, and it's about the safety nets we need to provide. So I was just at Anti-Cruelty Society of Chicago just 3 weeks ago, and I was at a summit where what was discussed are to make pet-friendly options for rentals and condominiums. Because one of the big issues is that people just can't find a place to live with their dog. They're moving. They've got to move for whatever reason. Maybe they're moving to another city. Maybe their lease is up and the rent went up to too much money. And now they cannot find a place that allows dogs, or their kind of dog, or a dog their size, or a place that says, okay, we'll allow cats, but you've got four. We only allow two pets per building. So we're looking at that, and we're looking to find these safety nets for people. That's what we need to do. Most people, there are certainly exceptions, but most people don't want to give up their pet. They just have no resource, no recourse to do that. So it's a complicated issue. And just to legislate, because a public official says, I want to see no kill because it seems like a politically correct thing to do, without the financial resources and without other resources and intelligence and buy-in from the entire community, is never going to work. But of course, I do want to see fewer animals euthanized. Okay, off my soapbox, back to your calls, 866-554-PETS.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Don't worry, he's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
There I was at the North American Veterinary Conference Postgraduate Institute, and one of the instructors is our guest right now, veterinary behaviorist Dr. Kirsty Sexel. And Dr. Sexel was explaining something about kitten brain development and happened to mention kitty kindies. And I stopped you and I said, what? And you explained what they were, and then this light bulb went on in my head. I think the best thing for kittens since tuna. Brilliant idea, and you're the one who began all these. So what are kitten kindies?
Well, kitten kindies are basically socialization classes for the kittens and education classes for the owners to teach owners about normal kitten behavior, normal kitten development, and teaching them how to live with a cat in the family.
Why is this important?
Because I think a lot of people don't really understand feline behavior. They don't understand what's normal, and it's very hard for them to recognize then what is perhaps not so normal. And they have unrealistic expectations of what their kitten might do, or when their cat grows up, what it might do. They forget that cats do scratch things. They have claws for a reason. They do need to eliminate, but you need to give them the proper toilet to go to. So sometimes it's just teaching them what a cat's needs are helps them live better with that, you know, kitten, and then older cats, of course.
So we say kitten socialization classes in some ways very much like puppy classes. But in some ways, not at all like a puppy class. Mm.
Yeah, look, puppy classes tend to be louder. There's a lot more vocalization. There's sometimes interactive play, not in all puppy classes, but sometimes there's interactive play. Kittens will play with each other, but generally if they know each other. They're more, not aloof, I don't think is the right word, but they're more interested in their environment. They're checking out what's going on. They go and check out if we have, you know, different plants there. They check out
the
toys.
They check out,
you know, the litter trays, try out different types of litter. So they're more investigating their environment, whereas puppy classes are more, oh my goodness, I need to learn how to come and sit and stay and all those things that people want to teach good manners. That said, no reason why you can't teach your kitten to come and sit and give me five and do all the same tricks. And cats are very good at learning that.
So one way to do this is you teach it in two classes, say two consecutive Tuesdays. And how I do this is at the end of the first Tuesday, I say, well, here's your homework, cat owners. Go home and teach your cat, a kitten, a trick. And here's how to clicker train kittens. And I go through how to use a clicker and the positive reinforcement involved and all that. And so far, Dr. Sexel, I've been so disappointed. I have been waiting for someone that second week to come back as a show and tell to show me what they've learned. And so far, no kitten, not a single one, has gone to the refrigerator and gotten a beer.
I think that might be tough to teach a kitten to do. I think you need a Labrador-sized mouth to be able to do that, to be honest. But, you know, that's really interesting, because when I first started doing kitten classes, we only did one class, and the owners demanded a second class because they wanted to come back and show off the tricks and what their kitten had learnt. So
exactly.
That's why this two classes are so important for them, and why it can't be longer than that, because socialization period of kittens is much... finishes much earlier than puppies, and that's the other difference, I think, that you can't
have to be
a certain age to be able to come.
Right, and that age, this little window is...
Is before they're 14 weeks of age, so ideally between about 8 to 12 weeks of age, but certainly no older than 14 weeks of age.
And I cheat, I go up to 15 weeks, but I will tell you, at about 15, 16 weeks, 17, it's not written in stone.
No, it isn't. No.
But at around that time, if there's one, because you don't know how old these kittens are always, because they're taken in from outdoors, so the owners or the shelters kind of guessing as to how old they are. I can tell when a kitten's about 15, 16, 17 weeks, because their disposition changes in the presence of other cats or kittens.
Yep, that's exactly right. And you're right, unless you can't get a cat from a breeder, you're not going to know exactly. And even when we talk about these developmental periods, they're not set in concrete. You know, it doesn't mean if you're 14 days, you're one, you know, you behave one way, and 15 days, you behave another way. So you're right, it's flexible, you know, like a bit of string, but not too long.
Yep, I agree. These kitten classes save lives.
I think they do. I think they very much do so. We haven't had the research done or published yet, but I think they do, because if people understand their animal better, they understand the way their cat behaves, what's normal cat behavior, they're less likely to relinquish it, they're less likely to euthanize it, and they're more likely to stay in their homes. And that's what we want. We want the, you know, forever homes when we have a new pet in the family.
Well, this was greatly your idea. If they've saved lives, you've saved a lot of lives, because increasingly, finally, some people are beginning to do these classes. Hopefully at a veterinarian near you. Ask about a kitten class, Dr. Kirsty Sexel. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
So many reasons why I support these kitten classes. One is, we know, and I'm a part of this mission in veterinary medicine called Fear Free. And look for this website, fearfreehappyhomes.com, that if we can get kittens to these kitten classes early, it will be for your cat later on so beneficial.
Introducing Sam 76, a revolutionary new beer from Sam Adams that combines refreshment and flavor. It's the perfect union of lager and ale that took over 13,000 hours and 60 different recipes to perfect.
roughly speaking, of course. The end result? Well, it's an easy-to-drink, refreshing beer perfect for every party, event, shindig, or get-together. We could go on, but we'll just have to try it to believe us. Sam 76. Fill your glass. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Save the flavor responsibly.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
He's not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. And I think Ohio is where we're going. You're on the radio.
Yes, that's me, Fran.
Fran, I've been waiting for your call.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I listen to you all the time. I love your program.
Thank you.
The kitties, the dogs.
Well, we've been here for 10 years doing this, and I've been now I can retire since you called.
Pardon, I didn't hear what you said.
We've been here for 10 years, and now that you finally called in, I think I can call it quits.
Well, I have a 5-year-old dog, and up until this time, he's been perfectly wonderful, but now I'm having a little problem. He, all of a sudden, I don't know if it's the weather, and we're in the house all the time, he's been wetting during the night, and he never did that before. I don't know what to do about it, and I don't like it, but what am I going to do? He's my baby. I got to find a solution.
Yeah, so there are and this is my – what you hear in my voice is frustration because this is not the only time this year with this winter that we had. And now as we go into spring, these dogs are still in the habit. Maybe. But maybe not. So what we've got to figure out is whether this is a behavior issue or whether it's a medical issue. Now, the good news for you is that you have a 5-year-old dog. And being 5 years old, odds are in your favor it's a behavior issue. Well, that's not all good news because then we have to deal with the behavior issue and figure out what's going on and why it's going on. But we still need to rule out the medical possibility first. Now, in dogs, even more than cats, that are of 5 years of age, it is unlikely to be, but it's still possible. So you truly need to rule that out and talk to your veterinarian. Now, assuming that is ruled out, then we have to figure out, okay, what happened? Did the dog bark in the middle of the night, say, I have to go out, and I took the dog out, am I giving water? So here's what I would do for you. Assuming it is a behavior issue and not medical, I'd go back to House Training 101. I just wrote a story about this too, actually. I would make believe that your 5-year-old dog is a 15-week-old dog and take your dog out at, as your schedule allows, at predictable times. Even keep a log if you so desire. And also, it's not really hot out yet, so I think it's fair to do. Remove the water, or most of the water, maybe that's a better way to do it. At, I don't know, around 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, as long as your dog doesn't get tons of exercise right before you remove the water. And hopefully then your dog should be able to make it through the night. Also, if you can, if you typically take out your dog at 9 o'clock, make it 9:30 or 10. If it's 10 o'clock, make it 10:30 or 11. And on the other end, try to get up a little earlier. Also, try to play with your dog before bedtime a bit. So I'm contradicting myself, I guess, a little bit, because I'm saying take away the water, and I'm saying play with the dog, and then you're going to have a thirsty dog. It doesn't have to be the kind of play where you're, you know, I'm playing fetch for 40 minutes, and your dog's going to be. It can be just a little bit of play, but also brain games. You know, way back when you were in school and you had 3 tests on a given day, you'd come home, you were exhausted. And you were exhausted. Thinking can exhaust us. So I want you to have your dog think. Now, how do you do that? You can do all sorts of things. You can buy one of those puzzle toys that you hide treats under. You can literally hide treats in a room and have your dog find them in one room, not all over the house. We don't want to, you know, your dog to go, I need a ton of water. We don't want that because then we're giving the dog a ton of water and we can't figure out what's going on as easily. So what I want you to do, it could be training games. Sit, come, over there, down, roll over, good boy, you know. I mean, it doesn't matter, but I want your dog to think, to think. I want to find a way to tire out your dog without overwhelmingly doing a ton of exercise. Do you follow what I mean?
Yes, I am.
And
I agree, because I don't play with him enough during the winter. We're here alone, and nothing has changed in our life except we used to play ball outside all summer. I'd throw the ball, and he'd fetch the ball. Now we don't do that in the house.
So you can do more of that during the day. Are you home all day?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you could do more of that during the day, and also I want you to do... What happens is, in this kind of weather, we tend to take naps during the day, and when we do, our dogs do too. And even if you don't, your dog probably is sleeping more during the day. So what I want you to do is don't allow your dog to take many naps. Wake up your dog. Say, come over here. Do give your dog things to do. It's just like us. If we're sleeping all day, we're not going to be as tired overnight. So I've got a couple of strategies going, kind of working together here. We're going to control the water a little bit more.
We're going to keep tabs of when the dog goes. We're actually going to go out with the dog. So when your dog goes out at 10 o'clock, whatever the last time is at night, you go out with the dog on a leash like a puppy. Reward your dog. Give your dog a treat and praise your dog for going. But make sure your dog goes. It is possible. I'm not saying this is happening. I don't know. But I get this. It's possible that your dog that you think is going out to pee at 10 o'clock is just going out to run around a little. Oh, my gosh, it's too cold. I don't like the snow. I'm back in the house. And your dog never peed. And at some time, your dog has got to do it. So at 3 in the morning, it happens. So I want to eliminate that possibility as well. I also want your dog to more likely sleep through the night. And that's the reason for the games. So I want you to put all those things kind of together. If your veterinarian rules out the medical potential, though, as I say, with a five-year-old dog, it's unlikely. We still have to rule it out.
Okay, thank you very much. But I still have one more question before
sure.
we have to hang up.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not taking too much of your time.
I've been waiting for you, as I say, so
okay.
No problem.
I've got all that with the dog and everything, and I have that clear in my head. One thing is true. I do not take them out late enough. I take them out like at 9 o'clock, maybe the last, or 8:30, 9 o'clock. So
mm-hmm.
That's a good suggestion. My other problem is that he's got a terrible time with his ears, and I go to the doctor with him all the time. He has ear cleaning solutions, and I put that, I think it's called Remic, R-E-M-I-N-C or something, I-N, solution in his ear. The doctor gave that to me as a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you suggest that I do, like, in between all of that? Is there something I can put in his ear and clean it out besides that?
Yes. What kind of dog are we talking about?
A Maltese poodle.
Okay. So ask your veterinarian. Did your veterinarian use the term otitis?
No.
Okay. So it's hard for a couple of issues. First of all, I'm a certified behavior consultant. I'm not a veterinarian. So the other thing is I don't know what's wrong anyway. So even if I were a veterinarian standing here, I'd be guessing. But, yes, there are things you can do preventive-wise to help. But certain dogs are just prone to ear infections is what I assume is going on, but I don't really know. So ask your veterinarian. You've got to go to see your vet now anyway, right? So you have another question to ask. Our telephone number, 866-554-PETS. You can email me.
That's right.
steve@petworldradio.net. And in fact, coming up next is our email question of the week about a puppy that goes bouncy, bouncy, bounce. It's cute when they're little puppies, how they jump up, right? But now, maybe as they get older, not so cute. How do you deal with that next? The temperatures are dropping. The streets and sidewalks are ice-packed, and your dog is giving you that look. He wants to go for a walk. And because you love your dog, you not only take him outside, you make sure his paws stay safe by using SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws is an all-natural, fast-acting, salt-free ice melter. It's so safe, the EPA designated it as a product that meets its rigorous Safer Choice standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your landscaping. And because it uses magnesium chloride, not salt, it's more effective at melting ice in extremely low temperatures and safer for your family and pets. It's the best of both worlds, safe and powerful. You'll also save money with Safe Step Sure Paws because you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results. Choose the ice melter that's safer for your family, furry friends included. Find Safe Step Sure Paws online or at a retail near you.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them. Killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes I am.
Catago. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Dog and cat owners, take note. The Companion Animal Parasite Council, or CAPC, offers these tips to staying healthy. Wash your hands well after playing with pets. Don't allow children to put dirt in their mouths. Pick up dog and cat waste from your yard daily. Cover home sandboxes. Use year-round parasite control on your dogs and cats, and have your pet tested for parasites by a veterinarian at least once a year. For more easy ways to keep your family and your pets healthy, visit petsandparasites.org.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, next week, it's not my soapbox. It's veterinary parasitologist Dr. Mike Dryden, who will get on his, talking about protection against fleas and ticks, and in cats as well. You know, we think about it for dogs, still surprisingly not often enough, and then people complain, I've got fleas in my house. Well, it was your fault, maybe? Because there are products now that really do work, and people want these alternatives that might not work. Now I'm getting on my soapbox. I'll let Dr. Dryden do that next week, and we'll also talk about why cats need protection, too.
Three simple words.
You've got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
I love when this happens. I just made a video that really kind of answers this question. You can go to my YouTube page. Just go to YouTube and type in my name, Steve Dale, and you can find easily enough the video that shows the answer, but I'll talk about the answer now. Here's the question. Gracie, our little Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, is a crazy jumping puppy, says Ella in New York. She bounces when we come in. What do we do to stop the bouncing? Well, it's cute when they're little, and this dog, being a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, will never get big, but we still don't want a jumping dog. So here's what you do, and now is the best time to ask the question. People often ask me the same question, and maybe it's a Labrador Retriever or a Great Dane that's knocking over Grandma, and I say, well, how long has this been going on? Well, just 5 or 6 years, but I need for you to stop it by tomorrow. Well, now you have the opportunity because it's a puppy. And it's a bit, you could teach an adult dog to change a behavior. No question, you can teach old dog new tricks. However, being a puppy, it's even easier in a way, but takes a bit more patience because your dog doesn't learn as quickly, actually, as a puppy in some cases as an adult dog. So, because their attention spans are just like mine, very little. So here's what I want you to do. You come home, you've got this jumping little puppy jumping all over the place. Ignore the puppy. I know, it's hard to ignore a puppy that is too cute, but ignore the puppy. Eventually, your dog will calm down. When your dog calms down and has four on the floor, your dog can't be jumping, and reward your dog for that. You can give your dog a little treat, like break in half a little Vitabone Chewy, or something that's really, really good that your dog will love. And give your dog attention. If your dog's name is Choppers, I don't know this dog's name, I just made that one up. So if your dog's name is Choppers, then say, good Choppers! And probably Choppers will begin jumping all over again and withdraw attention until Choppers calms down. Eventually, Choppers will learn, if I want treats and I want love, then I've got to be reasonably calm. Now, at the same time, it's a puppy, so have realistic expectations and don't go crazy with this, but you get the idea as to what you can do, and it works. And I will tell you, yeah, look, in some of the books, they'll say, well, put a leash on the dog and yank the dog every time the dog jumps, or step on the leash every time the dog jumps. I mean, you don't need to do those things. You just don't. And some of the things in some of these books aren't very humane. What I described is rewarding the dog for what you do want rather than worrying so much about what you don't want, which I hope makes sense. You can email your questions to Steve
at petworldradio.net, and also check out that YouTube video that shows exactly what it is I'm talking about. Coming up next, a conversation about something that's become a bit of a problem in veterinary medicine. There's just too much diabetes in cats in particular. So there are new guidelines available, and Dr. Heather Lenzer will talk about those next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional material representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
From the American Animal Hospital Association, Dr. Heather Lenzer is here to talk about something the American Animal Hospital Association is the king of, and that is creating guidelines for professionals to follow to help all of our pets. And these are all these experts who come together and say, this is what, not based on our opinions, but based on science, this is what we believe we ought to do. And a consensus occurs. And the latest is a consensus on
diabetes management of the dog and cat.
So first off, let's start with diabetes, which is in both dogs and cats, maybe an epidemic, if not awfully close to that, in cats for sure. So talk about that.
It is very common, because one of the main health issues that is linked to diabetes is obesity. And we know that over half of our pets are overweight. So we're definitely seeing, maybe anecdotally we're seeing more, we really are, but the main signs that people don't realize to watch for is actually a lot of drinking water. Like, people sometimes are really proud, like, oh yeah, Doc, he drinks a lot of water. That's actually can be bad. Weight loss, because the body can't absorb the food that we're eating. We'll talk about that in a little at why. Being really, really hungry. So we have a thirsty dog or cat that's eating a lot but still losing weight. And why is that? And they're peeing a lot too, sometimes even having accidents in the house.
So diabetes actually happens to be different, two different types for dogs as opposed to cats.
Yes.
So let's talk about cats first. You mentioned being overweight and obese. Mm-hmm. That actually has something to do with it.
Yeah. So there's insulin resistance, where the body doesn't, there's insulin still made in the body, but it doesn't bond very well to the cells. And the other kind of diabetes is they actually don't make insulin anymore.
And that's dogs.
And so the main, ultimately the treatment for both of these, both animals, ends up being you have to give insulin. In people, there's some different medications that people can use, like oral medications. We're starting to use that in some dogs and cats, but fundamentally, we still keep coming back to insulin.
All right. And to me, first of all, it's a very scary diagnosis.
Yeah. But,
and then you have to give a shot to your pet. And that's scary for a lot of people who are themselves afraid of needles. I understand that. So talk about that a little bit, and also what you need to give that shot, the insulin itself. It is becoming increasingly common for folks to go to a big box store to get this, and to me, that's actually very scary.
Right. So we actually have two FDA-approved insulins now. One that's approved for the dog and cat, that's called Vetsulin, and the other one is called PZI, and that's approved for use in the cat. And these insulins theoretically could be more expensive per bottle, but we know how they work. We know how long they last, and we know side effect issues with them. So fundamentally, a lot of these FDA-approved medications can actually be more cost-effective, because you're not running into complications. So and then how you give it, you think of a vaccine needle, right? Like, you can see that vaccine needle as a pet owner across the room, but you actually, it's very hard to see an insulin needle. Insulin needle is about the thickness of a piece of hair, and animals really tend not to feel it. You give the injection in the scruff more often than not of a dog or cat, right between their shoulder blades, and that area is, it is sensitive, but it's not as sensitive as other places. So most dogs and cats don't even really even notice they're having the insulin
especially
injection.
Especially if you happen to give them a very amazing treat at the same time, and then over time, and it doesn't take much time, they see that same treat and they know, oh, they want that treat. So if you have,
and there's actually YouTube videos of dogs being like, they know it's their time to get their insulin, and they come running up, yay, it's my insulin time.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
And that's just positive reinforcement, which I know you adore.
Uh-huh. And you can do that with cats too, actually.
Absolutely.
Now, the great thing about the American Animal Hospital Association guidelines is that they're not only for professionals like you to read once they're out, it's for everyone, including pet owners, to read. And I know one of the concerns veterinarians have, and I think it's a very appropriate concern, is people sometimes get their information from places that offer misinformation.
Yes.
So here's an opportunity to read what all these experts have said, and it's all available for all of us to look at.
Yeah, exactly. And we also have added features that we haven't done before in our other guidelines, where they're really pet owner friendly. So we have videos of showing you how to give insulin, different charts to use to figure out how much insulin your animal needs, or glucose curves, which is a way you communicate with your veterinarian as to how your animal's doing at home, journals, cartoons. There's just a ton of stuff
cartoons
on there. Yeah,
I didn't know.
Yeah, so I really recommend people go to aha.org, and then there's a little search engine there. Type in guidelines or diabetes guidelines, and it'll pop right up.
AAHA.org. From the American Animal Hospital Association, Dr. Heather Lenzer, thank you.
Thank you.
Next week on the show, we do talk about, as the weather warms, fleas and ticks with a veterinary parasitologist.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
BizTalk Radio.